first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, that lively classical music, the overture to Carmen, is the message that Spouting Off is on the air live Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern at our flagship station, broadcasting from our flagship station in Nashua, New Hampshire. Yes, I remember where it is. It is the, we're in the live free or die state, and our show goes all kinds of places. Well, it is Friday. It's Cash Friday. It's Good News Friday. And I've got a couple of good stories for you. I was, you know, I'm always ready, willing, and able to have good news, but especially, I guess, on Friday. We love Good News Friday. And this one just screamed out of my news feed. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Breaking news. Tennessee governor just signed a ban on transgender medical care for minors and on drag shows for kids. All right? That's what he says. Governor, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee just signed two huge bills into law that are sure to bring lawsuits. Now, the left is already going insane, losing their cookies. It's anti-trans. It's homophobic. It's evil. It's terrible. It's rotten. They don't ever point out that this is directed at minors, kids who cannot give their consent because they haven't reached the age of consent. Right? They won't tell you that what they're really against is what they're really for. That's the thing. When radical leftists protest and scream and jump up and down with their hair on fire, which, by the way, this is a cult. It is a cult. They claim they're not religious in any way. I mean, that's a broad generalization, but it's a religious cult. It means you either agree with us or you're out of here and we're going to come get you because you can't disagree with us. But meanwhile, let's just see, what is it that they're really for? Well, they're for pornography for children, aren't they? They're for grooming of children. Tell me where I'm wrong. Finally, a governor in Tennessee, and I think others will follow. And if you are in a different state, please ask your governor, implore your governor to restore sanity in America by standing up against pornography for children. We might as well just make copies of Deep Throat available to seven-year-olds, right? Didn't everybody once upon a time agree that a movie rating system, some people complained about it because adults, you know, should be able to see what they want because they have reached the age of consent. And what does that mean exactly? The age of consent means you've reached the age where you are willing to take responsibility for your actions, good, bad, or indifferent. Now we have governments who are supporting this insanity, imposing their will on children and saying that if you don't go along with that, you're anti-trans, you're anti-gay, you're anti-homosexual, you're intolerant. Well, if you're being intolerant of things that are deeply and profoundly harmful to children, and those proponents of things that are deeply damaging to children are forcing them upon you, then who's really the dangerous person here? This represents standing up for sanity and making it clear that they're the crazies, They are, frankly, a threat to us all because they mean to destroy and, let's use this term, misappropriate our culture. Remember, they're the ones who demand we take on their language. They're the ones who redefine words and tell you that they're offended if you say anything they don't like. They're the ones who use terms like toxic masculinity, which really means masculinity is toxic. We're man haters. We hate men. So we're going to call masculinity toxic. But we're going to be really sneaky about it and say, you're allowed to be male as long as you're not toxic, right? You're allowed to be male. You're just not allowed to be aggressive, assertive, protect your family, stand up for what's right and wrong, teach your kids that there is a difference between good and evil, and be a strong masculine man. That's what women really want. Let me tell you, that's the dirty little secret. Well, guess what? We have someone who's calling in from CPAC, whom we just heard from a couple days ago. I think we just heard from him earlier in the week. He's well-known talk show host Keith Hansen, who's joining us right now live from CPAC in Washington, D.C., and he has a report. Hi, Keith Hansen. How you doing?
Hey, Karen, Cataline. How are you?
Oh, you sound so great. Well, I'll give you the floor. What's going on at CPAC, and what do we need to know out here in flyover country?
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is the emphasis, and I'm actually just stepping out from a meeting with Dr. Simone Gold and Brandon Strock and a number of other J6 defendants right now. I think that the biggest thing, the theme of this year's CPAC is protecting America. I think people need to understand the depths to which this current administration and this government is seeking to suppress dissent. America is under attack. There's no question about that. And people need to find their voice. I've said this many times before, Karen, and I normally I'm pretty upbeat, I'm pretty jubilant, and I'm pretty happy. And I have to tell you that there is just this sense that people are starting to become afraid to speak their voice, afraid to speak their mind. And I guess the question that's on my mind here at CPAC is, especially when it comes to these people, is when do you stand up and actually speak out? When do you find your voice? Because I'm hearing so many people say, well, you know, I don't want to get involved because, you know, I'm afraid of being canceled, or I'm afraid of being doxxed, or I'm afraid of losing friends on Facebook. People need to stand up for what is right. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. You need to find your moral compass. You need to have your ethical foundation built on solid bedrock, and you need to stand up and speak your mind. And if something doesn't sit right with you, if you find it unethical, if you find it immoral, if you find it wrong, then you need to stand up, find your voice, find your spine, dare I say, find your testicles, and speak out for what is right. That's
right.
What needs to happen.
You know what, Keith? I have to say, I started saying this 2 months into COVID, even before. It is an illusion to believe that if you just keep your head down and you do as you're told and you knuckle under or you obey unjust laws, you'll be okay and you'll be protected. That is a lie, because all you're doing is empowering and emboldening the dictators to do more of the same. And where are we 3 years later? More of the same, right?
More of the same. And what's happening is the people who are outspoken are the people who will be targeted first. Yes, that's right. But there is solidarity in numbers. And that's what people need to realize. There is strength in numbers. And the people, people are afraid. And I think rightfully so. But if people collectively stand up, it's like this COVID nonsense. All right. This went on for 2 years. There's still areas now that you're seeing masks. Here in D.C., there are still areas where, you know, masks are required, believe it or not. And it's like,
required.
People need to learn the power of the word no. People should have said no years ago.
Well, yes.
But they don't, because they're afraid of upset. They don't want to be the one person that's seen as the troublemaker. They don't want to be seen as the rabble rouser. They don't want to be seen as the person who's creating an issue. For the love of God, we have political and social and religious and spiritual opposition that has been creating problems. So what people need to do, your audience right now, needs to find their voice. That's what's important.
Yeah. Now, you know what I've heard for the last 2.5 to 3 years? There's more of us than there are of them, so speak up. What I believe that's true. I believe there are more than 80 million people, and more growing every day, who know that we're living in a psyop. We're living in a matrix where the big government tells us what's true, and if you disagree with them, then you're a threat. This is pure communism. The problem is, when there's more of us than there is of them, communist takeovers have happened with a very small number of people at the top who have learned how to take over the most influential powers of influence in a country.
Yes.
How do people, this is the one thing Obama was right about, community organizing. People who are independent thinkers just don't think in terms of community organizing because they're individualists. So what's your best advice on that?
Well, you know, I mean, listen, people are individualists, but also people have lives, they have jobs, they have everything else. But what you have to understand is that this is a very slow, and it's systemic, but it's also systematic, the process by which people are stripped of their, I'm just going to say, of their humanity. That and they will go after the most vocal first. They will go after people like me. They will go after people like Brandon. They will go after people like Dr. Simone Gold. They will go after all of these people. But then
eventually they will come for you.
And here's the bottom line, Karen. We are the majority. And people keep saying it's the silent majority. No. Your listeners need to find their voice. And they need to become the loud majority.
Right.
And collectively, I mean, and this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. It's not a conservative or liberal thing. If you're American and you believe in the ideals of this country, if you believe in the principles this country was founded on, then you have to find your voice and join a loud chorus, an ever increasing in size chorus of people who collectively say, no,
Keith,
we're done with
it. We have 30 seconds, and I always hate rushing you off the air. Tell everybody where they can find you, follow you on social media, so we'll have lots more.
I just got banned from Twitter, so you can't find. Well, I'm not banned from Twitter, but I'm on a 30 day lockdown from Twitter. So I mean, even the band plays on. At Real Keith Hansen on Twitter, you can just Google the Keith Hansen Show. And you can always find me, ramtv.live. There's a holy host of places. Just Google my name and the media will certainly come up.
Well, have a wonderful time. I can't wait to hear your opinion of Trump's speech. He ends CPAC on Saturday. Thank you so much, Keith Hansen, for joining us. We so appreciate your time.
Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have our next guest, after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything. but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
The Reading Foundation provides evaluation and tutorial programs based upon the Orton-Gillingham philosophy of learning, based upon the study of language, how children acquire language, and the mechanisms involved in learning. All the learning pathways of the brain, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and tactile, are addressed and strengthened to build a strong foundation for the acquisition of reading skills. If you are interested in learning more, please contact the Reading Foundation for more information. The Reading Foundation is at 10 Northern Boulevard, Unit 19, Amherst, New Hampshire, 03031. Or you can email us at readingfoundation_rf@yahoo.com. And of course, you can call anytime at 603-882-0992. The Reading Foundation, Amherst, New Hampshire.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born, so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Everyone to Spouting Off, and we're so glad to have you along with us every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can find us at WSMN.live. Well, we are honored and delighted to have with us retired Colonel John Mills, former Director of Cybersecurity Policy, Strategy, and International Affairs, Office of the Secretary of Defense. Boy, we wish he wasn't retired and he was still there. Colonel Mills has had an immense impact on a number of significant national security events, from the Cold War, the peace dividend, war on terror, world in chaos, and the era of great power competition. He has served multiple combat tours. This service has been both in uniform and as a senior civilian for the DOD. John is part of the Center for Security Policy Committee in Present Danger China Spectrum. We'll have to find out. And he's also the author of The Nation Will Follow. Welcome, Colonel Mills. Thank you for your service and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. An honor to be back with you on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. So Joe Biden, Ohio is struggling with an environmental disaster in which people and animals are dying, something the radical leftist claims they care about, environmentalism and animals, but they don't care at all. Joe Biden goes off to Ukraine, and you have some views, some insights about this. Tell us your view.
Karen. It shows the utter callousness, not just a tin ear, but a callousness of this occupant of the White House toward America and American citizens compared to the Disneyland of spending on Ukraine. It is just... It is baffling, but clearly this is flyover country. They don't care. There's even some of the pundits have made derisive comments about this is Trump country. They got what was coming to them. This is sick. But it really goes deeper than that. This person encumbering the White House clearly does not feel they're president of all America, only America they want to be president of, and everybody else doesn't really matter. So,
there seems to be contempt even for America today. I call him the presidential potted plant because I don't really know who's making these decisions. He can't even read a teleprompter, let alone, you know, come up with these ideas. But talk to us about Ukraine, and are we really, Colonel, dismantling and weakening our own military in order to fight a proxy war with Russia using Ukraine? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we have a weak industrial base that is defense industrial base that is been conditioned for years of acquiring, let's say, ammunition at a very certain set level. Ukraine throws a wrench into the works because now there's a sudden spike in demand. Well, guess what? Our industrial base can't necessarily keep up and respond. And oh, by the way, the real main game is in the Pacific with deterring and, if necessary, defeating a Chinese attack on Taiwan. And once they attack Taiwan, they're not stopping. They're going to keep coming across the Pacific. You know, even Secretary of Defense Austin, yesterday, gave this overview of concern on imminent conflict with China. And it's like, thank you, Captain Obvious. We've only been saying that, you know. It's
not obvious to the Biden administration, is it? They seem to be colluding with communist China, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, and maybe a little bit no. But, I think there's elements of the administration that are literally bought off by graft and corruption. But there's some who just still have this just totally woefully backward view that China is not a threat. Even back 12 and 14 when I was in government, there was not a good understanding of China. But yeah, bottom line with Ukraine, there is a real concern that is consuming resources that we need for the Pacific. And one of my big concerns is Taiwan has bought over 100 M1 battle tanks. The Lima, Ohio tank plant was essentially dormant until Donald J. Trump came into office. It's a little unclear, but, you know, one of the concerns is, are we going to take those new tanks, the tanks that Taiwan are supposed to be buying are new build, new construction tanks. We have raggedy old M1s that are not equivalent to the ones we really use. We can hand the old raggedy old ones to Ukraine, but my concern is, are they going to be clever and take the new ones off the assembly line for Taiwan and send those to the Ukraine? And that just is wrong in so many ways. And even giving them the raggedy old M1s that are not anywhere close to the ones that we use, it consumes a lot of time, energy, and attention of our staffs doing all the bureaucratic moves to make those things happen and support them and train them and blah, blah, blah. It consumes precious time that we don't have.
Colonel, the layman from the layman perspective, and boy, am I a layman when it comes to this subject, of which you are an expert. Many watchers who've watched the same media tell us what they think we're supposed to believe is true. Almost immediately, it's over a year now, it's just a year when this Ukraine war started. Almost immediately, there was a media blitz about how Ukraine was heroic, Zelensky was a hero, Putin was Hitler. Putin is evil. Putin's going to start World War III. Putin's nuclear, all that stuff. As soon as you saw that and they put down anybody who dared to say, maybe Zelensky isn't such a great guy. Maybe he's part of the deep state and the World Economic Forum. Maybe. You know, there's only one way you're supposed to think. Immediately people became suspicious. What is your view of Ukraine? And why are we fighting this war in the first place really, not what they tell us, because I don't think they're going to tell us the real story. What do you think is the real story?
Well, this is a deep state syndrome, just like Vietnam, where the media was all in on this wonderful little adventure in Vietnam until 1968, and Walter Cronkite said he wasn't, and then Johnson, the president, had a mental breakdown. You know, it's kind of like Afghanistan, even during the Reagan era, where nobody wanted to fund the guerrillas and fight communism, but then once they did, they showered so much arms and ammunition on Afghanistan. We're still dealing with it, you know, 50 years later. It's this automatic response of the deep state to open the spigots and throw, you know, oh, it's a good cause. And again, this was aggression by one country against another country. Is Zelensky and parts of Ukraine, are they corrupt? There absolutely is some truth to that. Putin attended some of these World Economic Forum courses and things like that also. Putin is a diminutive junior partner to China. This invasion was done as part of an agreement with Russia and China. Does that mean Zelensky is still corrupt? Yes, he is. Is Putin bad? Yes, he is. Is this war really a proxy war between China and the U.S.? Yes, it is. Are we throwing too many resources at Ukraine? Absolutely.
I haven't seen the United States stand up to China at all. Well, everybody thinks, a lot of people don't think that Russia is that big of certainly not a military threat to us, and yet they ignore China completely and, in fact, knuckle under to China's demands. Biden, there's evidence, has been corrupted by both countries. So,
Biden regime corrupt? Is the Biden regime corrupt? Absolutely. I mean, there's all of these could be true simultaneously. And it's our job as patriots to try to make sure we continue our constitutional republic regardless. But China, you got to look at Russia. Is there's been a formal agreement signed between Russia and China to take out America. That's called the No Limits Partnership that was signed before Russia invaded. The reality is, and Russia just walked away from the New START agreement extension that the Biden team very foolishly offered them almost day one into their occupancy of the White House. And Russia says, yeah, you want us to extend with no other, you know, no inspections, no caveats, just extend. Sure, we'll do it. And they just walked away the treaty. The reality is the Russian nuclear arsenal is bigger than ours. Okay. And now combined with a Chinese nuclear arsenal that is growing out of control, and they've never been part of any treaty, we are in a very serious predicament right now.
We're not demanding any treaty with China either. I mean, are there any good guys here at all, Colonel John Mills? Are there any good guys in any of these, you know, massive power hungry people?
This shows the international globalist deep state. It shows our own legislators that don't even read their own legislation most of the time. And, So what does the average American citizen do? Well, we need to hold any public official accountable that we can. And that means our elected representatives.
How do you do that? That's another story. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
You pound your elected representatives, go to any town hall meeting, any open mic meeting, anything. But it also, again, and this is in my book, The Nation Will Follow, and the action plan against the deep state, it's you've got to get involved in your county, because the corrupt deep state and the globalists live on the shoulders of all the craziness that goes on in our own counties, which I didn't even realize in my own county was going on. So
really?
Number one, make sure your own county is clean. And people will say, well, I live in a deep red county. Everything's good. Hold on a second here. Not so fast. Yeah. Just because it might have an R behind it does not mean it's clean. So that's what I say. The duty of every American citizen, job one, is to make sure you hold your local officials accountable. And that means your school board, your county council, your election board, your registrar, your judges, your sheriffs, your prosecutors, those seven key officials are common to all 3,300 counties. Job one, make sure your own county is clean. It's all built upon, you know, right now the entire United States is being wrapped around the finger of Maricopa, Fulton, and Philadelphia.
Huh. Let's go a step further and ask, how do you hold accountable? How do you know? Used to be, corruption happened in the shadows. In a twisted sort of way, the good news is it's all out there in the open. In local governments, however, there's a lot of corruption going on behind the scenes that ordinary citizens may not be aware of. How can they tell if these local officials are, quote, clean, to use your phrase? And what do they do to find that out?
It means you have to spend time and energy reading your state laws, your state election laws, and showing up to every time there is an open session of your of these groups. Go to these meetings, and Joe average citizen can smell when something is being talked about that is wrong. It's your school board. If your school board is talking about having drag races, there's something wrong. Say something.
Well, there's a reason that parents were called domestic terrorists, which is a disgrace to America, to call American citizens wanting to protect their children as to call them domestic terrorists and unleash the power of a corrupt government upon them. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what they're doing. So if you're being called a domestic terrorist, go ahead.
You got to stand your ground. This is where we fight. You got to fight right here. And that's where you got to show up and ask questions. So even if you're in a clean county, clean officials act very differently when citizens are paying attention and showing up and asking reasonable questions. And corrupt officials freak out when citizens, because the reality is most of these meetings, most of us are just trying to make a living, you know, praise God, raise our families, God, family, and country. And we don't take the time. Many of these meetings, nobody goes to these meetings. 4 years ago, you asked me, John, are you going to go to the school board meeting? John, are you going to go to the county council meeting? I'd go, why in the world would I do that? Well, now we know better.
And
this is where it all began. So don't shout it. Don't shout at Zelensky. Don't shout at Biden. Show up at your county meetings and demand accountability. And if something doesn't sound right, ask a reasonable question. And if you have clean officials, they'll appreciate that. If you have unclean officials, they will start spazzing out.
Well, it is such a joy to have you. You said stand strong. You're the very model. Thank you for your service of standing strong, having a military background. John Mills, find his book. What's it called? The Nation Will Follow. I had it pulled up right there on Amazon and where else?
Well, we prefer the Nation Will Follow.
I'm sorry, I got to run. We're out of time. Thank you for your service. Take care.
With Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read The Difference on all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Outdoor Almanac, brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
If you've been on some swamps or smaller ponds this winter, you may have noticed some things sticking through the ice that look like a beaver lodge. It actually might have been a muskrat lodge. In marshy areas, muskrats build dome-shaped lodges of vegetation in the water, similar to beaver lodges, but smaller. These lodges have one or more underwater entrances and can house an entire family group. To estimate their population, count the lodges and multiply by five. Even smaller but similar structures are known as push-ups. Bank dens are common and usually have underwater entrances, leading to hollowed-out chambers in the bank above the waterline. Trails of air bubbles made by muskrats exhaling as they swim beneath the frozen surface can often be seen through the thin ice. Even through the winter, muskrats are active, and although mainly nocturnal, are sometimes seen during the day. So keep your eyes open and dazzle your friends with your newfound muskrat knowledge.
Outdoor Almanac is brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal, the magazine for people with outside interests.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police in the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to our final segment here on Spouting Off. I'm your happy host, Karen Cataline, and we are delighted to have yet another vet. I love it. It's not even Veterans Day, and we're having another vet. So thank you for your service. This is our next guest. He is host of Here's My Two Cents. It's a show on RAM TV every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, that is. This is another Keith, too. Keith, not Keith Hansen. His name is Keith Sanders. He's an Air Force veteran, family man, expert on politics. And I don't know, a little bird told me to say, I don't know if it's true or not, he'll never be as cool as Juan, our producer, who's also a vet. And we love him as well, Juan, our producer. Welcome to Spouting Off, Keith Sanders.
Wow, thank you so much for the kind words. And one of the things you said in there was a lie, and it was probably that I'm an expert on politics. But yes, Juan is much cooler than I am. He knows it, I know it, now the world knows it.
Well, now you're just giving in to him, aren't you?
He's a good guy, though. He deserved it.
You know what? If anybody claims to be an expert on politics, and I know you didn't write that bio, they probably don't understand the scope of the problem. That's what I think.
That's a really good point. I do try to be as involved as I can. I try to look at it from both sides. I'm a very pragmatic person. I don't just read the right-wing media. I often spend more time actually reading the left-wing media for a lot of reasons. I want to know what the other side is saying. I want to know the misinformation that they're pushing. And it really helps me to secure myself and my thoughts and my beliefs.
Right. Well, it's really good to meet you on the air. And just to give our listeners a more personal side of you, because we like to do this. I mean, I commented to Juan just last week. I said, you know, sometimes, especially Fridays, but sometimes I start to feel a little worn out by all the bad news. And I want to focus at least some of the week on what helps people remain strong, gives them courage, gives them strength to stand tall. We just had Keith Hansen, our colleague from CPAC, talking about speak up and stand your ground. Well, you have a personal experience. You had quite the brush with death. And I'd love to hear, I think our listeners would like to know more about that. And what kept you strong through all that? I bet it taught you, it changed you in ways that we can't even imagine. Why don't you tell us a story?
Yeah, you kind of led me there. I was extremely humbled. I'll give you the Quentin Tarantino version. I'll give you the end, and then I'll tell you how we got there. Never before in my life have I been more humbled, and I've been humbled a lot. Yes, I am a pilot, and I was out flying. This would have been late September, September 28th, exactly, actually, of 21. So it's been on about a year and a half now. I was out practicing because I had a check ride coming up, and all of a sudden my engine died. And so when you're in a single-engine aircraft, there's not too much you can do. I was also at a very low altitude, and a lot of folks think that's actually a better position to be in. It's not. You actually want a lot of altitude because it gives you more time. It's not like you're going to fall faster if you're higher. It actually gives you more time. So unfortunately, the engine died. It wouldn't come back to me. I had to pick a spot in the middle of the field, and I made my bid for it. We practice it all the time. If memory serves, and my memory is very shoddy from that day, but if memory serves, I was actually practicing emergency engine out landings that day, and then the real thing was there. So on the last phase of the approach, it's what's known as the flare. The aircraft went into what's known as a stall. The fix for that, for those that don't know, is actually to put your nose downward. And there were some other controls I had to change as well. But when you're at extremely low altitude with no engine, you have to put your nose down. There's never a harder decision that I'll probably have to make in my life. But I was able to save the aircraft as best I could, but I did wake up in a hospital some 4 days later.
Wow.
And when I popped out the other side, I am not too strong or too proud to say that I woke up praying. And asking for forgiveness and feeling extremely guilty because I know how bad it was. I woke up with more stitches in my face than we could count, 40 staples down my stomach from a surgery. The surgery itself, I was told, is life-threatening. So I couldn't have been more fortunate and more lucky. And then I was released. And that's sort of the short version. And then after that, it was time to come home. And so I had my daughter at the time. If you ever want to know a sign to get yourself back to church, your child comes up to you after you wake up in the hospital and she says, "Dad, that day you went down, God caught you, and I know that happened." And there's not one time I've told that story where I haven't gotten shivers and I haven't gotten goosebumps up and down my arms. And it just happened again. So, yes, that got my butt back where I belong and got me back focused on the outside of me and how much my family needs me and what I need to do to be the best version of that I can be. And that's everything that I'm trying to do going forward.
Amazing story. We're talking to Keith Hansen. No, you see? I
Keith
almost
Sanders.
Said it. I'm sorry. Keith Sanders. Keith Sanders, host of Here's My Two Cents. So this is going to get a little esoteric. Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
But I think that what the country is going through right now, a level of attack on our way of life, on faith, on freedom, on liberty, on the Constitution, things I never thought I'd live to see. I'm making the assumption that you see that because I have a feeling you do. I think every one of us is facing a kind of a mortality. There's an old phrase, if you don't know what you would live, if you don't know what you'd die for, you don't know what you'd live for.
That's a good
which
one.
Is pretty heavy duty serious. And so my question to you, and I think a lot of people are going through this, what are they willing to die for? What are they willing to stand up for? Because the price of standing up or just saying no, no, I'm not going to let you put pornography on my kids' school shelves, right? Whatever it may be, and there's a lot coming at us at once. How did this experience inform what you say on your show on Here's My Two Cents? How has it informed your view of what's happening not only to this country, but to the formerly free Western world in which many of these same things are happening? Big question.
In regards to my show and how that's affected me there, I actually, in the lead up to that accident, was actually getting pretty down because of all the negativity and how everyone was at each other's throats and everything was completely polarized. And it was us and them, and us is good and them is evil. And there were times in there, you can ask Juan, that I took little breaks. I said, hey, man, I just need a little break from this. It's so much all the time, because I always dive deeply into anything that I do, and I never do anything halfway. So on the one side, you already have things just cranked up to 11, and then I'm the type of person that has to get in there deep. And so, yeah, to your point, it is negative all the time, and it's constantly at each other, and it does weigh on me from time to time. So coming out of this, and I spoke with Juan, I said, you know, I need a little bit of time, and of course he gave me everything I needed. But coming out of it, I said, yeah, we do have to stand our ground, and we have to continue to stand for what we know is right, what our morals are, that we're not evil, that, let's just break it down to the simplest point, the word games they play, the twisting that they do, where if we don't want the pornography on the shelves of our third graders, all of a sudden it's banned books. If we don't yeah. want discussion from the teachers about sexuality and gender theory with our five-year-olds, then it's don't say gay. And so, of course, we're always going to lose that media battle, but it's great folks like you that keep the word going at the terrestrial level, and folks like Juan, who's building up RamTV, .live, if you would all like to check it out. Folks are standing up.
Good.
I got them in there. I find motivation in that. I do look at my family, and I'm very fortunate in that I'm in Florida, the freest state in the nation. I know Texas, Tennessee, they're all good states, but Florida is the freest state in the nation, and I've been very fortunate throughout the pandemic to be here. My children were allowed to go back to school. We were allowed to stay at work. And here, actually, let me rephrase that. DeSantis didn't allow us to do a thing. DeSantis didn't keep us from doing anything.
Yes.
That's the correct way that DeSantis approached it. He didn't allow our businesses to stay open. He did not remove that ability
for
us to take care
of ourselves. He honored your personal liberty and respected
Absolutely.
It, which
and protected it.
I might say that the things you're mentioning, including the pornography on school shelves and then calling people domestic terrorists if they dare to stand up, and even the divisiveness, are all tactics being used on us in a much greater psyop. And you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to say this, to keep us at each other's throats, to keep people, because the more divisive, the more at each other's throats we are, the better the radicals who want to change this country forever like it. What do you think about that?
Well, real quick, do you know the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth?
Oh, I don't know, about 15 minutes, 3 months?
Yeah, maybe 6 months, but yeah, it's about 15 months, 15 minutes, you're right.
Yeah, so, you know, John Kennedy, who's at CPAC, said, we're going to need a whole bunch of new conspiracy theories because all of the ones we've had before are coming true, have come true.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
nobody gets the apologies that we deserve. You got to remember, there were folks that wanted their neighbors dead. They wanted your children dead. They wanted you removed from society. They wanted to do anything and everything they could because you wouldn't go get a vaccine that they couldn't prove stopped the transmission. So who cares if I take it and I drop dead? But of course, we were evil. We were wrong.
I haven't seen them change their tune, though. I don't think when people are not held accountable, when they can't ever even ask for forgiveness, which they want amnesty, they don't want forgiveness, then they still want it. I have seen no evidence that they don't still want people who dissent dead and out of the public square, at the very least.
I think most of them, if not vast majority, have just said, I'm going to move on like I didn't do that. I'm going to go forward like I didn't want this all to happen.
Yeah.
And then there are some that have asked for amnesty, which I think is as equal a slap in the face But earlier you had mentioned the idea of what they do to keep us at each other's throats. That is absolutely what all politicians do in every generation and every iteration, cranks that up and cranks that up. I'll apply that directly to the Roe v. Wade situation. So for my whole life, I remember constantly everyone who's up for election saying they're going to protect Roe v. Wade, send me to D.C. so I could protect Roe v. Wade because they want to overturn it. And every conservative was out there saying they were going to get that taken care of so they could run on it, they could run on it, they could run on it. Well, we have the Dobbs case now, and thankfully, nationally, it's no longer the law of the land, which is a very, very good thing. But going forward, I was just thinking about this yesterday, how now every politician gets to run on at the state and federal level, send me to the Capitol, state or federal, so that way we can codify Roe v. Wade. Well, one, you're not going to get it done at the federal level, but they're going to run on that. And then at the state level, they're going to say, let's get these laws in place. Then the Republican side of that, the conservatives of that, are going to say, send me there to make sure that we don't have that. So yes, of course, they want that division. They want that polarization. And they want something like this so that way both sides can run on it.
Well, and I would say, because I am partisan, not partisan Republican, partisan conservative, partisan constitutionalist, one side has invested themselves in misinforming the public. Talk about people who call misinformation. They're the misinformationists who want people to believe that Dobbs made abortion illegal. There are still people today who believe that because they don't understand and they don't care about states' rights.
They hate states' rights. You have to understand that the liberal, the further left, even if it's a liberal necessarily, but definitely the further left you go, the more they hate that there are 50 individual states that get to run things the way they want. And I am a checks and balances person. I'm a constitutionalist myself. I am a Federalist through and through. I've actually read the Federalist Papers. I love that they put that in there. It absolutely protects the individual. They want the decision pushed all the way down to you and I, and for as much and everything that we can. And then it's every layer above you, rather than imposing the government upon you, is there to protect you from the other layers of that government. So that's why I'm an absolute Federalist, which helps to keep the left at bay. So that way here in Florida, I don't have to live the way that they do in California.
Yeah, what a blast to talk to you. Keith Sanders, host of Here's My Two Cents on RamTV.live. I feel like we're just scratching the surface. We could talk about politics in Florida and a lot more. Can't wait to have you on again. Tell everybody, you know, what are you talking about on your next show? And then tell everybody where they can find it.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on. Please have Juan reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you again on your show. Going forward, real quick, I happened to go to my city council last night because we had a seat that was abdicated, and it was under extreme circumstances. So I went in there expecting fireworks and a lot of division amongst the folks. Instead, I found folks talking to each other, working with each other, and coming up with a solution going forward. We have a city council.
You hear that
actually...
music. We got to go in about
okay,
10
I appreciate
seconds.
All of you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I would love to see
very
you again.
Very good. Keith Sanders, RamTV.live, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. That does it for this edition of Spouting Off. Tune in next week for more Spouting Off, because there's always something to stand up and talk about.